Well, it's a joy to be with you virtually this evening, from one country to the other. I'm your missionary, Eric Johnson. I'm a family here in the Dominican Republic. My wife, Holly, and these are our four kids. I was going to give a chance for them to say their names out loud and tell you a little bit about themselves. We'll start with our oldest.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I like to write stories and read books.
All right, and our oldest son.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I like to read my Bible and play baseball.
And we have our second son.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I like to read and play video games.
And our youngest, which you guys have actually never had to meet yet, this is our youngest.
Hi, I'm Laura, and I like to play Lego.
And of course, is my wife, Holly.
Hi, thank you so much for your support and your prayers. We really do appreciate it. Life hasn't changed tremendously for me, except I can't go out to the grocery store as much, but I get to homeschool the kids always, so that part of life hasn't changed for us. Maybe they're a little more anxious to get done with school this year, but we are thankful for your prayers, and we covet them, and just praise the Lord for being able to communicate with you this way, and we pray that you all are well there and staying healthy. And I don't know, that's about it.
Well, the kids, we're going to just wanted to say hello before we started our time tonight. You guys going to go on over here? All right, well, just a little kind of warm up before we get into the message tonight, just to kind of give you guys a little bit of report about what's happened lastly. And kind of before that, let me, for those who are watching who have never got a chance to meet us, we first visited your church in 2007 for your missions conference. At that time, it was just Holly and I. We had no kids on our deputation trail heading to the Dominican Republic. And we had a great time with you. You took us on for support, and you've been with us from the very beginning. Then fast forward a few years after that, while we were in a language school, actually the very next year, we were in a language school, and we had a very interesting day where we actually, Holly, when I was out buying groceries in the middle of the day, was robbed, and they took a lot of our earthly possessions. They didn't harm Holly. And your church was one of the few churches that was very faithful and very generous to us in sending some actual money to help replace some things, and that's something we've never forgotten. And then fast forward a few more years, I think it was 2013 when we came back to report. I remember sitting in an Arby's restaurant. Your pastor was so almost bothered that we wanted to go to Arby's. We hadn't been to Arby's in years. We said, "Pastor, would you take us to Arby's?" And he wanted to go to some nice restaurant, and he said, "All right, we'll take you to Arby's." And I remember sitting in Arby's, and Pastor started telling us about an organization that could help us with acquiring some funds to help build our first church. And Pastor McElboy was very instrumental in getting us on that path. And we were able to get a grant that really got us going and building our first church building here. And now, Lord willing, I'll tell you about that a little later, we're looking to build our third church building coming up soon. And I just want to thank Pastor McElboy for always being someone who was very interested in our ministry from afar. Has always been one of those pastors, a very small handful of pastors that has always taken a very keen interest in our ministry and checked up on us from time to time. And we've always kept up with them, especially their daughters. My wife and his daughter knew each other from years back. And just thankful for the ministry there in Glen Allen. Thankful for your ministry and your support and commitment to us over the years. It really is just one of the things we've not had to worry about. And as missionaries, I'm sure like you can understand there's plenty of things that you could worry about. And I'm thankful for faithful churches like yours that have just always been there for us. And that's not a small thing to us. That's very, very important to us. And just wanted to give you kind of a heads up with what's been happening here in the ministry. As I mentioned, we started our first church just about 11 years ago. This summer, it'll be 11 years that we started Iglesia Bautista La Verdad. That's Truth Baptist Church. And just last year, we celebrated our 10th year. It was a very special day. About 3 years ago, a young man in our church, Pastor Ari, he was sent out of our church to the north side of town. He built a church. We built a church for him. He started a church. They've been doing very, very well. And then about, I guess it was a couple years ago, another brother in our church, Brother Elias, decided he also wanted to start a church just on the outskirts of town, just outside of town, where he lived, where he was from. And just this past October, we officiated that church. We ordained him. And in fact, the day before our city, our country really, went into complete lockdown, by faith, we purchased a piece of property for him that we've been praying for 8 months. been found at a terrific price. And so we haven't even been able to go to the property and celebrate that purchase because the day we bought it, the very next day, we went in quarantine. And so we know that that time is coming soon by faith. And so the Lord has really been blessing the ministries here. Very faithful men who are able to participate. It's very interesting for those who might not understand this, but even though we live in what is basically a third world country, most of the church members have access to the internet. So believe it or not, all three of our churches, we have had online messages, online church services, and our people get to watch all three pastors. Actually, there's another brother, Brother Stu Scapers, who's one of our teammates. He also participates in preaching. And so we have four different pastors preaching four different times a week. And our people are getting more preaching now than they've ever had ever before. So that's a real great blessing in the midst of this difficult time. And you pray for all three of those churches. And another neat thing that's happened in the last few weeks, both my wife and I have each individually had opportunities to lead people to the Lord via the telephone. One lady who goes to our church, she's a nurse, a military nurse, and she called me and said there's a lady she works with who really been struggling, going through a difficult time, was not a believer, but really wanted to speak to a pastor. And so she gave me her number and asked if I'd call her. Her name is Eohania. I called her. I spoke to her. I gave her the gospel for about 30, 40 minutes. And gloriously, at the end of that phone call, she prayed and asked Jesus Christ to be her personal savior. That was a wonderful blessing for us because, as you can imagine, there's much more limitations now in sharing the gospel with people like we did in the past, as I'm sure is the case for you right now in America. And then just this past week, one of the young ladies from our church who started from day one, her name is Paola, as a 15-year-old, her mom just recently has been attending services. And we prayed for her. She maybe attended our church a handful of times in the last 11 years, but just recently has been coming, partly because she's been having some health concerns, and I think she's been searching for some things spiritually. And Holly was able to coordinate with Paula, and they spoke on the phone for well over an hour. She comes from a Catholic background. She had a lot of questions, a lot of things about the Catholic religion and what was true, what wasn't. And Holly spent a long time in the scriptures talking to her. And praise the Lord, Holly told me the story that when she got to the end of the conversation, she gave her the opportunity. She said, would you like to do this? Would you like to pray and receive Christ, or would you like to wait? She gave her the option. And she said, well, there's no reason to wait. And she understood the gospel, understood that she needed Jesus. And right there on a video call, she received Jesus Christ as Savior. So in the midst of these times that are very difficult, and when I say very difficult, where we live here in the Dominican Republic, of all the different provinces of the country, we've probably been hit the hardest with deaths. So much to the fact that about a month ago, the government really actually locked down our city. And I'm going to ask you not to tell my in-laws this or my parents this. They don't know this yet, okay? Pastor McElroy, your kids may have some things they're not telling you. We understand that as we don't always want to tell our parents everything. But we're safe and sound. We can get supplies. But we really can't go in and out of our city. But even though that's the case, God has given us tremendous opportunities to reach people, even through the tools we have here, just sitting in our living room. So, though, as you guys, I'm sure, can attest to, things are different than they were a few months ago. God is still working. And that's kind of the roundup of what's going on here. You can pray for, specifically, as I'm sure you're praying for in your churches, pray for the people in our churches who've lost their job or don't have nearly as much income coming in. There are a number of families in our church that have needs, and we've been able to go out about once a week, once every 2 weeks, buy some supplies, rice, beans, things like that, and take them to these poor families. Pray that those channels of being able to buy and purchase those items will continue, and pray for those families that God will continue to provide for them. But that kind of gives you an idea of what's happening here in the Dominican, what's happening in our ministry.